Welcome to Ega No English, the podcast all about talking and understanding movies and TV shows in English we can watch streaming on the internet. And coming to you from Hiroshima, I am Mike, and my buddy, my pal, all the way on the other side of Japan, Kinoko.
Hello, I'm Kinoko, the co-host of this show. この番組では映画やテレビドラマを楽しみながら英語を学びます。お送りするのは私、家にさつまいもがありすぎて困っているキノコと映画大好きなマイクです。
Coming up today!
We see what real Cheerios do.
We find out if Kinoko abandoned her children on sports day for what's on TV.
Can Rachel be even more dramatic than usual when she gets a tickle in her throat?
Plus, Klee cover songs all coming up right now for your entertainment and educational purposes. So, first, Kinoko. Talking about a tickle in the throat, your little baby girls, they got a tickle in their throat last week. Mm-hmm. How are they?
Oh, good. She's fine. They are fine. Oh, thank you. And sorry for postponing recording.
That is okay because, well, we record on Thursday.
Yeah.
And the week before. And last week, I went to Okinawa. I left on Thursday. My wife booked the tickets. She wasn't thinking. I was like, hey, we can't leave on Thursday. I record on Thursday. But you know, whatever. She doesn't care. and so we had to record earlier. And we were going to record and your children got sick. And so we were unable. But we did post a lot of episodes that we recorded earlier, us doing Friends. Yeah. So hopefully people enjoyed that, I hope.
Sure.
But I was in Okinawa.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. Actually, I have a cute little story. So we were having lunch in Naha, and we went out there to go visit my in-laws.
Yeah, your in-law family are living in Okinawa.
Yes.
いいね, すごいね.
And we were going and we were like having lunch. And I was like, ooh, I saw this restaurant. It's A&W.
A&W.
And A&W is, do you know root beer? Root beer or... Root beer.
Local beer.
Root beer or sarsaparilla. It's a type of pop or a cola, and it has a very kind of strong flavor to it. And A&W is a
non-alcohol.
It's kids can drink it. I think kids like it because it says beer in it. And they're like, ooh, beer, you know. And they, I don't know when, but they started a restaurant chain, and so we went to go have lunch there, and we are sitting down at the booth. And it was me, myself, and I, and my wife, and our two nieces. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting in one booth, and the rest of the family was sitting in another booth. And we're talking, and the younger niece was, oh, I want to talk to you in Japanese. Mm-hmm. Right? Because my Japanese is and her English is, doesn't exist, really. So she was like, I'm going to teach you. I was like, oh, okay. You know, like, teach me Japanese. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll teach you Japanese. And she was like, okay. And she held up this object. And she was like, and she was talking in Japanese. I'm not going to talk in Japanese. But she was like, oh, what is this in Japanese? And I was like, cup? And she was like, seikai! And I looked at her and I'm like, that's English. And she was like, huh? Yeah, that's an English word. And she looked to my wife, She was like, "Is that English?" And my wife was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Oh." She was like, "Oh, okay." So the next day, and she holds up another item, and she was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "A spoon." And I'm like, "That's also English." And she was like, "Ah." And she was getting kind of upset. And we just kept going through all of these things. And she held up the next thing, and I'm like, glass? And it was like, table? And I'm like, all of these are English words. And she just got so, like, frustrated and mad. And she was like, stop, stop.
Yeah. I think for English speakers, it's difficult to understand the katakana Japanese word.
It's
confusing.
It's difficult. The pronunciation is very difficult. And I really understand why Japanese people have such a difficult time pronouncing English words. It's because of katakana.
So nano yo. Katakana is confusing one to understand, to learn real English.
Yeah. And I mean, this is kind of off topic, but I remember when I first came to Japan and I was teaching at a small private school, in a conversation school. And I would sometimes come in and teach for other students or other teachers if they were sick or they had to do something. And there were two other teachers. And one of the other teachers had all of the students use the hurigana. So they would write the katakana above the English. Their pronunciation was horrible.
I think so.
The other teacher, no hurigana, just only straight English. The pronunciation was fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
Yeah.
But going back to my niece real quick, the next day, we were leaving. It was the day that we were going to leave. So we met up and we were shopping. And we're all kind of standing around. We did a little shopping and we were like, oh, what should we do next? We still have some time, you know, a couple hours before our flight. And we're like, oh, there's this Blue Seal, which is a famous Okinawan ice cream maker. I think it's like a chain or something in Okinawa. And we're like, oh, let's go get ice cream, ice cream. Yay, ice cream, ice cream. So I turned to my niece and I looked at her and I asked her, you know, I was like, how do you say ice cream in Japanese? And she looked at me and she was like, ice. And I was like, seikai. And so I kind of paused, you know, I paused and I like tilted my head, you know, a little bit. And I was looking at her and I was kind of like, And she looked at me like, huh? What? Why are you looking at me? And I was like, what is ice in Japanese? And she just looked at me like, huh? What do you mean? What is ice in Japanese? And I was like, and she's like, I don't know. So I said, kori. And she looked at me for a second with like this look like, huh? And then she turned to my wife. And she just kind of had that look on her like, huh? And my wife was like, just nodded, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, she just started running. She started running. And I don't remember exactly what she was saying in Japanese, but you could hear her yelling because she was running after her mom. You could hear her yelling, mama, mama, mama. Why didn't you tell me ice means kori? And she just runs up and she's like starts hitting her mom on her back. It's like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? She just got so mad that she didn't know that ice was kori.
Kori.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Kids.
So it's confusing. So when I first learned about an ice cream in English, it's it was confusing for me also.
Yeah, it can be confusing. I mean, I understand. It makes sense. I mean, it comes from ice cream. Yeah, but ice is ice, you know, cold.
Ice, baby. Yeah. So, you know, ice cream, but it made from milk. It's ice cream.
Made from milk, yeah. And salt.
Yeah. And juice or some fruit made is sherbetto.
Yeah.
You.
Well,
sherbet.
It's a little different than ice cream, like gelato. It's also gelato. A little bit different. I mean, the texture is different. I think the process is different too. So.
But in Japanese, they are all ice.
Yeah.
So it's confusing.
Yeah, that was the fun that I had in Okinawa, besides, you know, snorkeling.
Snorkeling, you did it?
Yeah, I did some snorkeling in
Samami. Eh, まだ泳げるんだ.
I don't know how to swim.
Oh,
well, yeah, I mean,
you can,
the water was a little cold, but a little rough from the typhoon.
Ooh.
But it was fun.
Oh.
And, yeah, real quick. Last thing, taco rice.
Taco rice.
Taco rice is a very famous Okinawan dish. And we were talking about this before we started recording, but Yoshinoya. They have a Yoshinoya in Okinawa, of course. And they have a drive-thru, which is weird for me to see Yoshinoya with a drive-thru. But when we went to go get the ice cream, I don't eat a lot of ice cream. I'm not a big ice cream eater. So everyone went to get the ice cream. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Yoshinoya because they serve taco rice.
Eh, so nano?
In Okinawa, Yoshinoya has
taco Okinawa rice. Limited? Okinawa only?
I think so.
Ah.
It was fantastic.
How was it?
Fantastic.
いいね. こっちでもやればいいのいいね.
Tokyoでもやればいいのに. Yeah, they should. I think it would be a big hit, but it's limited to Okinawa. So everyone has to go to Okinawa to get taco rice. Or you could go to Kochi.
Kochi.
Yes, because the like a marketplace that they have, the Ichiba.
Ichiba?
Yeah, they have a little restaurant in there that serves taco rice, which is good.
Kochi no Ichiba no taco rice ga oishii.
Yes.
だって taco rice is not famous for Kochi.
No.
Kochi is not famous.
No, it's a very kind of Hawaiian style little restaurant thing that they have, or booth. So it serves a lot of kind of, you know, Hawaiian-ish or Okinawan-ish kind of things. Okay.
お腹空いてきた.
Yeah, it makes me hungry. All right, so let's move on to streaming news.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News.
Streaming news. This is where we talk about all of the different streaming services that we can use here in Japan to watch movies and TV shows and whatnot. Okay. All right, so do you have any news this week? Kinoko.
Music for the streaming.
Yeah, the streaming services. The main streaming services that we cover are what, the Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon Prime Video.
I don't join in Amazon Prime Video, so I can only talk about Netflix and Hulu. Yeah, Netflix is so nice, だね. And my payment finally started.
Oh, so you're going to continue with Netflix. You're continuing with Netflix.
Of course. It's much better. Yeah, I like Hulu, but the contents are better in Netflix, I guess. でも Hulu は Hulu で続けるけどね. Because it has English subtitle of Glee.
Yeah.
But Netflix doesn't have it. Yeah. Do you watch something?
Well, that's the next segment. Yeah.
Okay.
So I do have a little bit of news. I don't know if it's really news or not, but when I went to Okinawa, one of the things is, you have to take a plane. It's like an hour and a half or something from Hiroshima to Okinawa. So, yeah. So I wanted to watch football on the plane, and I'm subscribed to the NFL's Game Pass, which is another streaming service. However, you can, at least on the iPhone app, I'm sure they have an Android app, you can do the same thing. You can download the games. So I was able to download a couple of the games and watch them on the plane. So I
On the
didn't, yeah,
plane,
on the plane,
online,
no,
no,
offline.
offline
Yes.
で、そっか、once you download it,
Yeah.
you can watch it
Yes.
offline, in
Offline.
Ovin.
So it was really nice. So, I mean, if you're going to be in a situation where you're not going to have very good internet connection, or you really don't want to use like the data, like 4G or 3G or something like that, with the NFL Game Pass, you can download, if you're at home over Wi-Fi, you can download a game and then watch it later. I checked Hulu. No, you can't do that with Hulu. Netflix, no.
No.
But Amazon Prime Video, you can.
Offline で。
Offline, you can download stuff and watch it offline.
Oh, good. そういう差もあるんだ
Yeah.
ね。
And in Amazon Prime Video, it has an app as well. It has, I know it has an iOS app. That's what I use. I use an iPhone. And I'm sure it has an Android app as well. So, yeah, you can download and watch it offline. You don't have to worry about that.
そうなんだね。So you can watch whatever you want and on Amazon Prime offline.
Yes.
便
Yeah,
利。
it's really, really nice. And I mean, Amazon Prime Video, it's these little things that they do, it makes it better and it keeps getting better. But it's like, come on, get more content. It needs more
それはある
content,
ね。
I think.
How about the quality of the 画質、screen quality?
The UI, the user interface, or
Yeah,
the
and
video
the
quality?
quality, yeah, video
The video
quality.
quality is good.
ほんと?よくなった?
I don't know if it's as good as Netflix. I mean, Netflix, you can get like 4K on Netflix. I don't know about Amazon. And the UI for Amazon, it's horrible. It's
そう。
the same as shopping on Amazon. It's not easy to find content on there.
そうなんだね。So if you pay 4,000 yen per year, you can
Yeah,
watch.
it's 4,000 yen a year for Amazon Prime, which gives you a lot of other things. You get the shipping, a lot of shipping, free shipping, overnight shipping, early access to like sales or something like that. They have a cloud storage,
Oh,
I think.
Amazon.
Yeah, where you can upload.
Like Dropbox?
Like Dropbox, kind of like Drop, yeah, like Dropbox. The music, maybe. I don't know if they have the music service in Japan yet or not. I don't really listen to enough music anymore, but yeah.
So, Amazon for me is only shopping.
Yeah.
But it has more and more possibility.
Yeah, they're really trying to expand.
そうだよね。
I mean, right now.
ジャイアン
Yeah, right now the big thing is they're trying to work on in America is a same day delivery.
ト。
So I would expect like in a year or two, if you're living in a major city like Tokyo or Osaka, you'll be able to get a lot of same day delivery items from Amazon.
How, as usual, as normal shipping, how many days? to deliver from Tokyo to
From
Hiroshima?
Tokyo to Hiroshima, it's usually like 2 to 3 days.
ああ、そうなんだね。
Yeah.
ああ、そう。So that's why you use Amazon Prime だね。
Yeah,
うん。
but we
So in
also.
Tokyo, here in Tokyo, at least if I ordered in the morning, you even usually a normal shipping, I can get it next day. So I'm not in a hurry for shopping. So I don't need any faster shipping.
Most people don't.
But I know your situation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that would work in Hiroshima. I don't think we would get same day delivery in Hiroshima, at least not for a while. But we do get a lot of stuff shipped from Fukuoka and Osaka. So that is, we do get a lot of like next day delivery as well, but it depends.
ああ、そっかそっか。
Okay.
Do you know Japanese? あ、このルーティンは続けていい？ちょっと喋っていい？
Go ahead, yeah, go ahead, go what it...
Okay, do you know Japanese 高田？
Of course, everyone knows him.
Its head office is in どこだっけ？あそこ。長崎だよね。
Nagasaki. Oh,
うん、
really?
佐世保、長崎。And the 社長、高田社長 said they don't need to move the head office to Tokyo because it's very convenient now, even for Hokkaido shipping from Nagasaki, it takes only 1 or 2 days, so that's enough. So that's why he don't want to move the head office って言ってたの。
Yeah, I mean, for the shipping, it all depends on how they ship it. Yeah, I mean,
そ
you can put something on a plane in Nagasaki and have it in Sapporo in a couple of hours.
そうだよ
Or,
ね。
but if you know something coming from Tokyo, a lot of that is, I think it's, you know, by truck or something. So.
Yeah, and the company have some distribution center all around Japan. The situation is more simple, I think.
Yeah, there have been times where, you know, I watch the tracker and it's like, oh, it arrived and
そう、
yeah.
あれ見るの好きなの、私。
It arrived today in the afternoon at
そう、見るの好きなの。
the sorting center in Saka. But it doesn't leave until the next morning. And then it takes all day to get to the apartment. I was like, Okay. All right. Let's move on to what's on TV. And today, because I was able to watch a lot of football, I have a very special football themed commercial for us to listen to. Okay, here we go.
Joe Montana, you and the San Francisco 49ers just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
What's on TV? This is our kind of spoiler-free zone where we talk about the other shows that we have been watching, the other TV shows and the other movies, just a kind of brief discussion of them, what's going on, how good they are, and everything like that. But first, that commercial that we just listened to, this started in the 80s, I think. And that was Joe Montana. He was the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Very, very famous, incredible quarterback. And they started doing this thing where after the Super Bowl, the like MVP or the main person from the winning team, they're all like, ooh, you know, they ask him, you won the Super Bowl, what are you going to do now? And they're all, I'm going to Disneyland. Yay! So it's a, you know, it's a Disney commercial, Disney advertisement,
Oh, そうなんだね。
but it's quite famous, you know. And I think you'll hear, you know, people just casually say like, "Oh, I'm going to Disneyland." You know, it references that commercial.
面白いね。
Important commercial. I think that was the
おお。
first one, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, okay. All right, so this week we watched Glee Season 1, Episode 18. Mm-hmm. And Infinity Champions are actually the past 2 weeks. And Infinity Champions League cheerleading event. We'll talk about those in the spoiler in zone. Did you watch anything else?
So da ne. In the Netflix, I checked Suit episode. Do you remember Suit?
Suits, yeah.
Suits.
You
don't like it so much.
I didn't like it. How many episodes did you watch?
Episode 2 and 3 だったかな?
Episode 2 and 3. Okay.
And 4 だったかな?
And 4.
Because I watch it because I want to check the suits.
The suits.
Suit clothes.
You were interested in their clothing.
Yeah, because my husband doesn't change his suit for a long time, so we need to my husband hasn't changed his suit for a long time, so we need to buy the new one. Soro ne kawanaki na, it's time.
Westwood.
Yeah, so どんなスーツがいいかねって話してて、でね、
Westwood.
どうしよう。
That was my Moriarty impression. Westwood.
そうね。あ、Moriarty、そっか。そうだよね。シャーロック見てもいいのか。
Vivian Westwood.
いや、Vivian Westwood。いや、無理だよ。Vivian Westwood ってちょっとね、あのうちのあの my husband's the taste じゃないから。
Oh, okay.
But yeah, and there are some types of suit in suits.
Mm.
So, but for Harvey, he put on the Tom Ford.
Don't know.
Oh, okay. It's American designer, recent designer, I think. Luxury brand is so, it's too luxury for him. Yeah, and
also,
suit.
So sorry, Harvey is main character. The real lawyer?
Yeah, real lawyer.
And the other...
With all back no sa. Yeah, the... Which son all back no sa.
So there's Harvey and what's the other, the kid's name?
Mike じゃなかった? Michael じゃなかった?
Mike?
Tabun, okay. 忘れちゃった。Younger one, ね。
Okay.
And he's, and Harvey's, colleague, Louis.
Yeah.
So, Tom Ford and...
Mike.
Yeah, Mike wears Burberry or more younger and stylish brand, but it's too young for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, だからさ、どうしようかなと思って。My husband is a slender, not so big. He is tall but slender.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to how he look.
Lanky.
Lanky.
Yeah, that's how I would describe your husband.
Okay, my husband. え、大きいけど細いの?
Yeah, lanky.
L-A-N-K-Y. Lanky.
It's a tall, thin person. I've never met your... I have kind of seen your husband in person, but... Usually when we think lanky, we think that, they're uncomfortable being tall. So they don't move very gracefully, but yeah.
Yeah, in the Japanese houses, he feels so frustrated sometimes.
Yeah. All right. So the suits, do you like the suits, but nothing good for your husband?
What do you mean?
Well, from suits, you were looking at the suits.
Mm-hmm. Suits.
You liked the suits.
そうだね、そうそうそう。
But they don't match.
そうだった。It doesn't match my husband. So. Do you have any suit? How many suits do you have?
I have what, two maybe?
Two maybe.
Maybe
okay.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear them.
My husband too. He neither. Him neither.
He
neither.
Neither.
Neither. Yeah. He never. Usually he doesn't wear a suit, for it's difficult to select it. But it's enjoyable to watch a nice looking guy wear a very luxury brand suit. So the story doesn't come into my mind.
No. Okay, because I was going to ask you, because we watched the first episode. I didn't like it. I thought the story was weak. The dialogue was kind of stupid. And you've watched the episode. So you've seen now episode 2, 3, and 4, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
the story you don't know.
そうだね。So I watched it with my husband and talking, and oh, he looks nice とか、で、my husband talking about, yeah, これ僕が着れないよとかそういうことばっかり言ってたから。
So you made your husband, you're going to sit and you're going to watch and find a suit.
まあそうそうそう。
Find the suit. Find the suit.
So while I'm cooking the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking the dishes?
Washing?
Yeah. No.
Cooking.
Cooking,
okay.
Mm. Cooking. While I'm cooking, I watched my tablet and my husband was standing next to me and washing some dishes. And I
think, oh, nice.
And how was it? how about this suit? Oh, Harvey is so nice とかそんなことばっかり言ってて。
that's not how you do it. You don't do that. You're supposed to be like.
That's how I watch the Hulu.
But when you're watching it and you're like, oh, how about this suit? You would look so much better than this guy in that suit.
Mm-hmm.
You could wear that suit better than him. Yeah, I still think you have him sit down and watch episode 3, season 1, episode 3 of Sherlock Westwood. I wish I had that clip. I'm gonna have to get that clip. Just Westwood.
Okay.
That was great.
For the next episode.
Yeah, yeah. Just an evergreen clip. Just play it whenever. Westwood.
Okay. Right.
So, did you enjoy Suits? I mean, were you following the story? Did you enjoy the story or the characters?
In terms of story, ね.
The story is okay.
Kind of. Not bad.
The characters?
A character, yeah. All of them are very... good looking and beautiful ladies, fashionable. It's good for a girl to watch it.
Are they interesting characters though? Outside of
outside of
the clothing, are they interesting?
You
don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So, did you watch anything else? Only Suits?
So, 見てないなあと仕事をしてたから忙しくて。How about you?
Well, I continued with my Mythbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Mythbusters. Yeah, it's so fun watching them do like just really kind of crazy things, like trying to make a bullet out of ice.
Bullet out of ice?
Yeah, because it comes from a movie. There was a movie where there was a hitman and a killer. Hired killer, and he would use bullets that were made out of ice. So, you know, he would kill the person and the bullet would disappear. They would never be able to find a bullet and everything. And they tried making that, and this idea of like if people are marching across a bridge, like in the army, so they're all stepping at the same time, it could cause the bridge to break.
Yeah,
because of the sound and everything like that. So, yeah, a lot of fun, fun stuff, dropping people off
そう
なん
だ。
Yeah.
え、じゃあ、bullet made of ice、was successful?
Kind of.
Kind of?
They were able to make the bullet, and they shot the bullet, and、they used like a kind of a dummy that、mm-hmm. they would shoot at. So there's this thing, they call it a ballistic gel. So it's kind of like human flesh.
Oh.
So they shoot at that, but it didn't really go in very deep. It wouldn't really, it would hurt, but it wouldn't kill you if you got shot by it, because it melts, kind of melts, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hot. When you shoot,
そうだよね。
it's hot.
そうなんだ。 If you are interested in such kind of a big experience, you can check the NHK's educational television's program, Nice One, a 大科学実験. Do you know that?
No.
It's very interesting. 大科学.
Never heard of it.
Okay. 待ってね. It is a kind of... ね。So... ちょっと待ってね。面白かったエピソードが There is some good episode、You can they experiment the、
mm-hmm.
car made with、lemon juice、
mm. Yeah, this looks like the same thing, like it's the same thing as Mythbusters、
mm-hmm. But it's much more safe and sophisticated one.
it's Mythbusters sophisticated and it's very safe.
Yeah, I think so. But it doesn't try to kill anyone.
Well, they don't kill anyone. They don't try killing anyone. They test, like one of the things that they tested was there's this myth about people working on skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm.
And the myth is like one day someone was carrying a piece of plywood.
Mm.
So this big sheet of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And my upstairs neighbor is very noisy today. I don't understand. What are you doing? Can you hear that? Yeah. But the guy was like carrying this plywood like over his head. And he fell off the building. But because he was carrying the plywood,
mm-hmm.
he was able to use it like a parachute and glide and go down a couple of floors down and land inside the building. And this is a thing that like a lot of construction people, they think like, oh, yeah, that happened. That can happen. You can, if you have something like that, you can use that
mm-hmm.
to help save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're working on a bridge, and you fall off the bridge,
mm-hmm.
if you drop a hammer, and the hammer lands before you, it will, break the water, and you can land safely. And so they tested both of these things, and they're like, no, you're going to die. You have to be careful, you're not going to be able to, use this to save yourself. Be careful. So, I mean, some of it is kind of crazy, but in a way, it's kind of like, the stuff that we think is true, it's not true. It doesn't work that way. It's all about science.
Hulu とか
Netflix やれ? It's on Netflix? Yeah. Mythbusters. Yeah.
Mythbusters. あ、本当 Netflix にあったっけ?
Yeah. And in Japanese, it's Ayashi Densetsu.
Ayashi.
Yeah.
伝説。まあそうだけど、すごいね。そうなんだ。
Yeah.
Mythbusters.
Yeah, it's good. It's really, really, really good. I really enjoy it. I also watched a little bit of the Rugby World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, そうなの? Are you interested in rugby?
Yeah, I love football. And
yeah, そうだね。
American football comes from... It is. It's rugby. So...
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it.
No? Have you ever seen American football?
いや、見たことないって嘘になるけど、でも、I didn't watch the whole game.
Okay.
うん。いや、だってさ、今は、The Rugby World Cup was very... become much, much popular in Japan because Japan beats...
Was it South Africa?
Yeah.
Big, big surprise. Big surprise, because I think South Africa is like a tier one team. I mean, they're a big team, so.
Yeah.
In Japan, not so much.
So you watch rugby's Japan team?
Yeah, I watched Japan. I watched a little bit of the Japan South Africa game. It was a good game. And I watched a couple of other games when I had the time. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. It's a good sport. And of course, and I don't understand. I'm sorry, but my upstairs neighbor, it's like every day spends an hour cleaning the room right above this room. It's like, why does it take that long to clean?
Yeah, by they, he or she might use Roomba.
No, I don't think this is
no.
This is like on your hands and knees, like scrubbing kind of every day. You don't need to clean that often. But okay. Sorry about that, everyone. Football, yeah, I watched a lot of football. I watched the football on the plane. This season has been fantastic. My two teams, the Chicago Bears and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I watch them every week. They're not having very good seasons. But I also watch every week the Denver Broncos, who are, 6-0 on the season right now. They're having a good season. It's fun watching them. I also kind of watch New England Patriots, who are kind of like the Tokyo Giants of the national football. They win like every year. A good team. Don't like them, but they're a good team. It's just a fun season.
Yeah.
A lot of like really, really good games. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy that I got the Game Pass too. But...
What is a good point for you? Make many scores?
A lot of points. Well, a lot of points are good. I mean, a high scoring game is entertaining. But a low scoring game is also entertaining. It depends on, you know, the quality of the play, I think is what's important. And how...
The technique?
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
How to move and teamwork.
Yes. You can watch a game that is high scoring, but, you know, there are a lot of penalties. Right? And you're like, oh, come on, just stop screwing up.
Yeah.
You know, but watching, because what you do is, you're talking about football, you're talking about, you know, they drive the ball down the field. Right, so you start at one side and you move down the field, just like soccer or rugby or something like that. And, you know, watching them, how they do that and, you know, the plays and doing plays well and everything, it's a lot of good football. A lot of penalties, but a lot of good football.
Some rough plays?
Oh, yes.
It must be dangerous.
So very quickly, the reason we have American football and not rugby is because rugby was too dangerous. We had a year and the president, was it Eisenhower? No, not Eisenhower, it was Hoover, maybe. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. Threatened to ban the sport of rugby. Because
it's too dangerous.
Yeah,
because
in 1 year, there were over 50 deaths from playing rugby. And I know this is too dangerous. This is too dangerous. I mean, and, you know, adults and kids, you know, were being killed playing this game. So we kind of changed the rules to make it safer. And every year they're adding new rules to make it safer. Like there's you have a helmet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have this mask.
Mm-hmm.
Before people would just go and they would like grab the mask and mm-hmm. just like pull someone down and buy the mask.
Yeah.
Which today you can't do. That's illegal uh-huh. because, you know, you can mess up their neck. And another like serious problem with this with American football is concussions.
Concussion.
Yeah. So this is like you hit your head
mm-hmm.
and you hit your head like really bad and mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. just kind of like go blank. You don't know what's happening and yeah, your memory gets all messed up. A lot of football players get concussions. So now they have a rule that they have a special doctor at every game. And if they see someone get hit and they hit their head, they're like, oh, you have to leave. And you have to go see the doctor and the doctor has to check you out. If you have a concussion, you're done for the day. So...
Concussion is so dangerous.
Yeah, and
especially for kids. Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason, actually, it turns out, is the helmets. The helmets and the pads mm-hmm. that we started using in America to make it safer,
mm-hmm.
it makes it a little more dangerous.
Mm-hmm. So かもしれない.
Because if you watch rugby,
mm-hmm.
they don't wear anything. No mm-hmm. helmets, no shoulder pads or no pads on your body, they don't hit as hard. Right? If you have pads, mm-hmm. you can hit with all of your strength because it's not going to hurt you. So you can do more damage, like mm-hmm. especially like long-term damage to the body because of that. The joints and everything and your head mm-hmm. gets really screwed up. But talking about football, I was watching Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Monday Night Football on October 19th or October 20th here. October 19th.
Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night football.
Yeah. Next week.
No, this last week.
Oh, last week.
Yeah, this week. And maybe one of the most incredible things happened.
What?
During the halftime. They had a very special, very, very special commercial. Star Wars.
So that's
Star Wars trailer.
Yeah. Oh.
They released the new Star Wars trailer. And it was fantastic. These.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. Yes. In December 18th.
Oh.
Coming close. But if you just. I beg of everyone to go to YouTube, go to the Star Wars YouTube page, and they have mm-hmm. Two short trailers, they call mm-hmm. teasers, and then one full trailer that was released earlier this week. And these trailers are magical.
Magical.
They are magical. They are so well made. You look at these and you think, like, if this is any indication of the quality of the movies, it's going mm-hmm. to be just fantastic because...
So you look so excited.
I am because every time you see the trailer of a movie, it's like mm-hmm. you walk away from the trailer thinking, I don't need to see the movie now. I've seen everything. And we have like three trailers now, which of course it has the score is by John Williams.
Hi.
Who's done all of the Star Wars movies and just a mm-hmm. ton of movies. He's brilliant. He's fantastic. I love his music. And all of the scenes, almost all of the scenes, like 99% of the scenes, they're like from the first 5 minutes of the movie. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see the first like kind of maybe 5 or 10 minutes, I think, of mm-hmm. the movie. That we don't know anything. We don't know anything really mm-hmm. about this movie or what's happening in this movie. We know who's in the movie, right? We've seen Han Solo. We've seen Chewbacca. We've seen the new people. We've seen Princess Leia. Maybe we've seen Luke Skywalker. We haven't really seen Luke's face. We've seen someone who looks like maybe Luke Skywalker. We don't know. So, you have to see this. You have to go. You have to go see this movie because I guarantee you, it will be like the movie of the decade. I
Okay.
mean, it's
Yeah.
Star Wars and J.J. Abrams. It's gonna be good. And
My husband sometimes check on YouTube the previous episodes of Star Wars. He sometimes get really, really excited, even if he has checked it many times.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Quiet.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Oh, you have.
Yeah, all six movies on Blu-ray.
Oh.
Yeah. Even the first, even episodes 1, 2, and 3. They're not very good, but
The Blu-ray have some extra bonus something.
Yeah, they have bonus scenes and bonus material. They have interviews with some of the people who worked on the films, and they have like special commentary tracks and everything like that.
Oh. 保存版だね.
Just
Okay.
pop that sucker right into my PlayStation, which I have to watch it again soon. Get ready for that. But okay, all right. So enough about Star Wars. Yeah, that's what I watched. Mostly football. I spent a lot of time in Okinawa, so didn't really get a chance to watch anything. Okay. Anything else for what's on TV? We
No.
can finish what's on TV. All right. So now that means we'll move along to our next segment. You are traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next up, the spoiler zone. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. So the spoiler zone is where we spoil the crap out of what we have been watching. And by spoil the crap out of what we have been watching, I mean talk about everything that happens in a movie or a TV show. So if you haven't seen and you want to watch what we're going to talk about, skip it. Don't listen because we might ruin or spoil the movie for you. All right. And first up, we have Infinity Champions League cheerleading event, and we have just a little sample for you from this movie thing, whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
Beyond the coaches and the competitors, there are those out of the spotlight that help make cheerleading one of the best sports in the world. There are times when mind and body are out of sync, routines fall flat, hope feels lost. What does a team do? They call in the fixer.
Infinity Champions League チュアリーディングイベントのあらすじです。これはアメリカ中から選ばれた30のチアリーディングチームが頂点を目指す大会のドキュメンタリー映画です。練習を重ねてきたえりすぐりのチームの極限まで磨き上げた技とチーム力を余すところなく見ることができます。
The Infinity Champions League is a group of 30 teams that represent the best of the best in competitive cheerleading. These teams were chosen based on their established records of excellence, then invited to compete and decide once and for all. Yada, 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 yada. Yeah, I don't want to read that. So I'm going to let you go first on this. I chose this, right?
You chose
I chose
this.
this because the last time we watched the first position, and I
Yeah.
was like, oh, another documentary. I like documentaries. And this is about cheerleaders, and we really like Glee. And we get to see kind of, we don't really see the Cheerios a lot, and we don't see them perform a lot. So I thought this might be interesting for us to watch. So what did you think?
Oh, そうだね。To be honest.
Be honest. Be
Be honest.
brutal.
Okay. So many, many cheerleaders dancing performance. So, 最後の方は、all of them are looks very similar for me.
Yeah, they all look alike.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to look similar. I mean, you want to everyone look the same when they're performing, so.
The performing, and a little bit talk. I'm performing. So, Oh, that's four. I'm four.
Yeah.
Yeah. First couple of performance. Oh, they're amazing. How was it? Oh, lift and dance and hard and so they're. Their ability is so cool, but performance, and go on. So, mata performance ka? Mata hajimatta yo toka.
Yeah,
so many. So each group was so wonderful. Amazing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree with you 100%. This okay. was garbage.
Yeah, but it's very good for a cheerleader, actual cheering performers to watch it.
But okay. But we start off on this documentary and they're like interviewing all of the cheerleading coaches and everything like that. And all they're talking about is we want to teach the audience about cheerleading. We want to teach the audience about cheerleading. So this wasn't meant for, ooh, I am a cheerleader. I want to become a better cheerleader. No, this was for everyone else. This is for people who don't know anything about cheerleading. They don't teach you anything about cheerleading. You don't learn anything about cheerleading. You watch them perform and you're like, oh, wow, that's very good. And it's very athletic. Yay for you. You don't learn anything. I mean, Miko, JJ, Nikolaya, Joan, Aaron, cute little Israeli girl. I still remember these people's names.
Yeah.
I still remember their faces.
In the first position.
Yes.
Last week episode.
Yeah. The only person that I remember from this, Ron Perlman.
Who?
The narrator. Because I knew who he was before this.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was in Sons of Anarchy and he was in Hellboy and... He was in Beauty and the Beast, the TV show Beauty and the Beast. So I know Ron Perlman. I like Ron Perlman. So listening to Ron Perlman was nice, but I don't remember any of these cheers. I don't remember the team names because there were just way too many.
Me neither.
Of them. And then we get to the end, and they're handing out the trophy, and it's like, oh, so you're telling me that this whole thing, it wasn't a documentary. It was a promotional video for your event.
So that
you just wasted my time with this idiotic garbage.
Okay. Yeah, but so that ne, just I have a question. Is a cheerleading performance that's like that even? Before the football game or baseball game in America?
We don't use cheerleaders in baseball.
So only football.
Football, and then we have something a little bit different. We have like a dance team thing that we have for basketball. They come out during the halftime and they dance on the court. So for football, the cheerleaders, before the game starts, they'll go out into the field and they might do something like that. And during halftime, usually, you know, you get the marching band will come out and the cheerleaders might go out there and do a performance like that.
Such like that. So, as ready?
Yes.
The field is so big. So, it's good for performing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, watching... you kind of said this before, you know, the first couple of times you're watching it and you're like, wow, that's really cool, you know. It was very athletic. It was like, I don't think I could do something like that, you know? And then you're like, how is that any different than that last group? That looks the same as the group before. How is that different? There's, you know.
ああ、よかった。あやもうね、どうしようかと思ったの。If you feel so moved about this, this
It was
documentary?
Garbage. It's not a documentary. It was a promotional video.
Promotional video.
A promotional video for their stupid event. Okay, I think we should just move on because...
Okay,
right. Next, we're moving on. Today, it's kind of a long sound clip from Glee. So please bear with us.
Hey, Ladyface. I noticed you were in a Cheerios practice yesterday, and I don't look kindly on absenteeism.
I'm so sorry, Miss Sylvester. It won't happen again. Something happened yesterday that really upset me. It's my dad. He's the most important thing in the world to me. I love him, and I'm afraid that I might be losing him because of my sexuality.
Your sexuality? How old are you? 16? Have you even kissed a boy?
No.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
No.
Well, then how can you possibly know what you like? You see, that's the problem with your generation. You're obsessed with labels. So you like show tunes. Doesn't mean you're gay. It just means you're awful. You know, there's only one person in this world who can tell you what you are.
Me.
No, me, Sue Sylvester. And she hasn't quite made up her mind about you.
Wait, I have an idea. Our assignment for Glee Club is to find a song that reflects our voice.
Yeah, you know what? I checked out of this conversation about a minute back, so good luck with your troubles. And I'm going to make it a habit not to stop and talk to students, because this has been a colossal waste of my time.
Glee, Season 1, Episode 18, Laryngitis. When a sore throat affects Rachel's singing voice, she goes into panic mode. Meanwhile, Kurt tries to change his persona to impress his father. Father, father.
Hi, lady face.
Oh, she has some of the great best lines.
So is
one-liners.
しかもクルトもこんなことさ言わなきゃいいのにね。I can't believe how why Kurt confessed his feelings toward Sue in such situations.
Yeah, I don't know. That is very strange. Of all the people to talk to about anything.
To Sue.
Sue, why? And of course Sue was just very Sue, wasn't she? I stopped
she
listening.
Is like a counselor.
Yeah.
She is better counselor than that is the 彼女よりもね。
The Pillsbury Dough Girl.
そうそうそうそう。
Yeah. All right, so what happened in this episode? I almost forgot.
Oh!
It's been 2 weeks.
そうだね。そうだよね。So, Rachel had a trouble in her singing voice. And Kurt was jealous about his father's relationship with Finn.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And Mercedes were seduced by Puck.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Puck was made his hair.
A shaved, yeah, that's right. He shaved the mohawk.
Yeah,
because of a freckle.
Because yeah, his mother find a spot in his head,
yeah,
so
like
he
a,
followed
a freckle,
his her.
I think a freckle or a mole or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So, in a shampoo, Puck's mother washes her son's hair.
Oh, that's right. While shampooing is, which is odd. Very, very
mother
odd.
Complex. He likes his mother so much.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
思い出した?
Yeah. It's starting to come back to me.
Okay.
So the whole story with Rachel. I thought this whole storyline, it felt a lot like the Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
そんなのあったんだ。
yeah, the problem with Beverly Hills 90210 is you would have an episode and they would like introduce this new character and you're like, ooh, there's gonna be a new character. And you find out that, oh, this character, you know, they like to drink alcohol. Ooh, they have a problem drinking and they're high school students. So you can't do that. And so the people like Dylan and Dylan is the only character I remember. Why I remember a character from Beverly Hills 90210, I don't know. But yeah, they would like be like, oh, you need to stop drinking alcohol. And we're going to get you help. And this new character is like, ew, please help me, please help me. And then they leave the show and you never see them again.
あ、そう。
Yeah. And this happened all the time. Like, if there was a problem, like a common kind of teenager problem, then, oh, let's bring in a new character. They can have that problem. And the stars of the show can solve it for them and go on. And this kind of felt like that because we brought in this paraplegic guy who's like, helps Rachel, and we're never going to see this character again, are we? Just the one-off kind of like, whatever. It just reminded me of Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, そうなんだ
If anyone has ever seen that. The old
ね。
one, not the new Beverly Hills 90210. The old,
Okay. あ、
original.
そう。
The original, the OG 90210.
Oh, そうなんだ
そう、
ね。Okay.
what did you think of the storyline?
I don't know. I'm so interested in Beverly Hills. But this episode, そうね。Okay, talking about this episode, Rachel's voice will be better, I think, because she is a little bit quiet than other episode.
Yeah. But she doesn't talk.
She didn't talk so much, so it makes her pretty.
Yes, it does.
ちょっと黙ってた方がいいよ、やっぱり。
Yes.
She is so talkative. But she only listened to a faint song about Jessie. なんだっけ？
Oh,
Jessie's
Jesse's girl.
girl.
I'm in love with Jesse's girl.
そんな歌があったもんだね。
Where is Jesse? Where is Jesse? He wasn't in this episode, was he?
No, he went to the holiday trip with his vocal adrenaline's friend.
Ah, yeah.
So he was not
When
there.
is he coming back? Do you think he's gonna come back?
Tabu ne.
Come back to Glee? With
Yeah.
Kimmy High?
So, but this couple of episodes, recent couple of episode is lot is are like a fillers
Yeah, it is.
for そろそろ飽きてきちゃった 早くコンペティションになってほしい。
Yeah, what is it? Sectionals next?
The
regionals, right. Regionals.
そう、早く来ないかね。
It's
早く見たい。
that's probably gonna be the last episode. So episode 22
Yeah,
probably.
last episode will be 22
Yeah,
かな。
so four more episodes.
ああ、長いわ。まだこんなことやるのか
Yeah.
ね。OK。
And I would say that this was a filler episode and it was a character-based episode. I mean, this was another Kurt episode. It was mostly about Kurt. I mean, we did have the Rachel thing going on. We had the Puck and Mercedes kind of a side story that was happening. What else was happening?
Puck between Puck and
Yeah, Puck
Mercedes.
and Mercedes, Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel. No, Santana da. Puck, Mercedes and
That's
Santana.
right. Yeah.
So triangle, love triangle. Oh, it was a nice scene.
Yeah.
Singing a song for Puck.
Mm-hmm.
Really 怖かった。
Yeah, Santana is kind of a
そうだね。
scary person.
あんな同級生欲しくない。I don't want so scary classmate
Yeah.
like her.
No. No, I'm sure
や
you
だ。
did. Yeah, I'm sure you did when you were in school, all girls school.
え、
Scary.
me?
Yeah, no? No
No!
scary classmates?
あ、怖い。まあ、あんな感じの子は、いたかな。どうだったかな。Only girls school, so we didn't fight for boy.
Yeah, over.
So over, fight over boys. I'm not interested in any kind of romance. 本当に。
How sad.
そう。全然サードじゃなかった。I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I was immature student.
Immature.
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 Mature.
Yeah,
Okay.
the British way of saying it is immature. Yeah,
Mature. Mature.
tour. The
Mature.
American way is ch.
Mature.
Mature. Yeah, we say it with a
Mature.
ch sound.
違いがわかんない。
Well, they use a t. It's tour, like two.
Tour. Two.
Tour. Yeah,
Tour.
because it's spelled with a t, MATURE, right? We change that t into a ch, a ch sound. They leave it as a t. Tour.
Tour.
Immature.
Tour.
Mature. Yeah,
Mature.
think of it as like a tour, as a bus tour or something like that.
はい。Tour. Mature. 難しいね。
All right, so then let's get to the meat and potatoes of this episode.
Meat and
The
potato.
meat and potatoes.
Potato.
Yeah, so the main dish.
Main dish
Kurt
は、
and Bert.
そうだね。
Again.
So at the end, it was climax of this episode. It was good.
It's fantastic. I'm the interaction between these two characters is very lovely to watch and it's very kind of emotional. I think the best kind of tear jerking moments
まあ、そうだ
come
ね。
from these two characters, yeah, the father and son,
Yes.
and how they act and deal with one another.
まあ、なすこ、ええ、ええ、話やんと思ったけど。But I like Bert and Kurt, both.
Yeah.
Well, a very, very different kind of character. So, I guess it's hard for them to get along with, to understand.
Yeah, and I think that Bert, he's trying to say like, it is difficult for me, but I'm trying to because you're my son and I love you and I want to support you. But it's like you need to understand that I don't really understand, so I need you to, grow up,
そうだよ
be
ね。
mature. And
So, do you remember the scene that Kurt's singing a masculine song, wearing vest and
all the Mellencamp, yeah,
so.
singing a little Mellencamp dressed like his father. Yeah,
Yes. あれはちょっとなんか無理してる感じがした。
it didn't work, did it?
Doesn't
No, it didn't
know.
work, but
Little
later.
clap.
Yeah, but later, near the end of the episode, and he sings the show tune.
Yes. It was marvelous.
That was, I think, maybe like the best performance that we have seen on Glee. I
そう。
really think so. It was very
本当。
powerful, very emotional.
そうだね。
It was great.
And yeah, and behind him, and the lightning,
The lights,
lightning,
Kurt,
Kurt.
Kurt and lights,
いいな、あんな演出してもらいたい。
yeah, and his
When
father,
my birthday party, Kinoko.
Kinoko.
Your birthday party. Mike.
Yes.
Glittering Mike.
I want that.
How
now.
Was it?
But lights.
With LED.
Lights are neon.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know.
Which?
Maybe both.
Neon. Neon, janai.
Neon. Neon or lights? I don't know which one I want. A nice neon. You get the buzz sound too, right? The zzz of the neon light. But okay. You know, Bert and Finn. I mean, that was the cause of the problems, right? Bert and Finn get along very well because they have very similar taste. And this is what I don't understand. Bert and Finn both like football.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt doesn't like football. This has nothing to do with Kurt being gay. There are plenty of homosexual men and women who like football. They enjoy football. So, I get confused by that. I think they're kind of overplaying his sexuality when that is, it's not in, that's not part of it. I don't see how that's part of it because
the story 上大事だった必要だったじゃない、そういうプロットが。
He doesn't want to watch football. Okay, I understand him getting jealous that his father is doing something with Finn, and he never really did anything because his tastes are so different than his father's. I understand that, but the whole homosexual thing, I don't, it has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah, so a really good episode.
Yeah, but it's much, much better than Infinity.
Oh my, don't bring that back up, please. It was so disappointing.
まあそういうこともあるよ。It happened.
It happened, yes. At least it had Ron Perlman. I like Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, the narrator.
Oh,
just the
so.
Guy talking that you listen to. And...
Nice voice.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's a very good actor. He's this big, tall guy. Really kind of an ugly man. Really ugly, but he always plays this kind of like rough, tough kind of guy.
Oh.
So it was very interesting listening to him narrate a cheerleading.
Oh, narrator のためにね。
All right. So then let's scoot along and move on to Glee. Cover songs.
Were you just singing to a sonogram?
Hi, my name is Rachel Barry, and I'll be singing On My Own from the seminal Broadway classic Les Mis.
Fantastic, let's hear it.
Glee cover songs. This is when we talk about all of the songs that were sung in this episode. We talk about who sings them, what is the song, and who originally sang the song. And first up, we have Rachel singing The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Then Finn sings a little Rick Springfield with Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's
Girl.
Yes. Sammy Davis Jr.'s The Lady is a Tramp, wonderful, wonderful song, is performed by Puck and Mercedes.
Kurt performs John Mellencamp's Pink Houses.
John Mellencamp.
Mellencamp.
Yes, or John Cougar Mellencamp is how he used to be known. Then changed to John Mellencamp. Okay. Mercedes and Santana, in a very, very kind of scary song, sing The Boy Is Mine by Brady and Monica.
From Gypsy. A musical fable. Kurt sings Rose's Turn.
Finally, One by U2 is sung by Rachel, Sean, Finn, and New Directions. And very quickly, I think again, earlier in the season, we had like the Deaf Choir. And they sang, what was that, Imagine, right, by John Lennon? Yeah, that was a very beautiful moment.
Mm.
And they had to ruin it by everyone from the Glee Club getting up and singing with them. And again, this was another like really nice kind of moment where Rachel and this Sean character, right? She went to go visit him and give him some lessons, right? Some vocal lessons.
Oh.
And they started singing one. And then it turned into this big production with everyone singing. And it's like, you know, why don't you just end on a very sweet little note with Rachel and this kid in his room singing the song, just fade to black or whatever. Why do you have to? It's, again, it's a little too much. All right. All right, so those were the Glee cover songs. Again, The Rose's Turn by Kurt was, I think, the best performance so far of the season of the show. Do you have anything that you really liked?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Favorite one is a scary song. Though.
Oh, the Boy Is Mine. The Brandy and Monica
duet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, so then... I don't have a... I need a bumper for this. Let's try this.
We're in styles. And we're really into Perfume Pretty Barbie.
Perfume Pretty Barbie's into fragrance for both of us.
It comes with Barbie.
She's into gowns that go from short to long with just a touch.
We're into Barbie!
Okay, that was a really...
Barbie's commercial?
Yeah, that was a really bad commercial too. That's not going to work. All right, so next week, what are we watching next week?
How about Sherlock Week?
Sherlock is good, so that would be, what, season 2, episode 3?
3かな? そうだね.
Yeah. Okay, so that is one option, but it doesn't have to be next week. But I was reminded of a little movie. Maybe you have heard of this movie called Back to the Future.
I see.
Have you heard of Back to the Future?
No.
You haven't seen Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox?
Oh. あれ、ある？あ、ないね。 Hulu にはないかな?
It should be on Hulu. It should be on Hulu.
Netflix にないのか?
Yeah, Netflix. It's not on Netflix. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
It's Back to the Future. You have not seen Back to the Future?
私ね、見ないの。見てないの。 Sorry.
Okay, so really quickly.
いいよ、じゃあ見てみる。
You would look, I think we don't have to do it next week because I kind of want to watch Sherlock. The season finale.
Yeah, でも見てみようよ.
So, but real quickly, the Back to the Future is about a kid whose friend is a scientist and he builds a car that is able to time travel. So he goes back in, so he goes into the past to like help his parents get together.
Oh.
And, but things get screwed up, and so then he has to go into the future to solve another problem. And the year he travels to in the future is 2015.
Ooh.
So it's this year.
Oh, じゃあそれは見なきゃ.
He travels to this year.
もう10月だし、もう2015年も。
I keep forgetting about this. So, Back to the Future. All right, so we're going to continue. We'll continue with Glee Season 1, Episode 19. I know for a fact that we have a very, very special guest who is going to be in this episode. A little Mr. Doogie Howser. For the TV show from from the 80s or 90s. Yeah, he was a kid. And he was able to become like a doctor. So he would like, you know, go to school and then go to the hospital and work as a doctor and everything. Yeah. So he's going to be on there. This, I remember this as being a very good episode. I enjoyed this episode a lot. So yeah,
Glee. Not only the filler, right? More than filler.
It's kind of filler again. I mean, it's...
But episode itself is good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode because I like Doogie Howser and I think he does a good job on this.
Okay.
So that and Back to the Future.
Okay.
All right, we'll watch Back to the Future and we will see if they were able to predict the future in Back to the Future. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so then let's bring in a little Bing.
Hey,
and I have to push the button.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
それでは、そろそろ今日はこの辺でお開きです。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。次回は映画 Back to the Future と Glee のシーズン1エピソード19をお届けします。ニュースレターの宛先は映画の english.com/newsletter まで登録フォームを見てくださいね。E メールは mike@eiganoenglish.com またはkinoko@eiganoenglish.com まで。あれだっけ？いいんだよね。E メールアドレス correct？
kinoko@eiganoenglish.com、okay.
うん。
mike@eiganoenglish.com、
ね。OK、yeah.。
Okay. And、the website.EiganoEnglish.com、
mm-hmm. yes,
sign up for the newsletter、
mm-hmm. お願いします、mm. それではまた来週さよなら
Thank you さよなら Isn't that's
そうだね So sad
It's sad It's like We will be back next week Right
そうだねまた来週って言えばいいんだね
yeah,
Sorry
Whenever I hear sayonara I always think like a samurai movie or something Or they're like sayonara Because they're not coming back
We will be back
We're coming back I hope Maybe Alright no. Thank you for listening And we hope you will join us next week As we continue to be very goofyAnd talk about movies and TV shows. Have a nice day.